I certainly think also Michael Olise has had a wonderful start. The Bundesliga is really falling in love with him and just seeing how talented he is. And I think people who watch the Premier League knew that. It's a new thing for Bayern Munich fans.
Join in the obsession.
Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off the Balls Rugby Daily
with Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Connacht, Leinster, Munster and Ulster Rugby. Never stop competing.
Welcome to Tuesday's Rugby Daily. My name is Richie McCormack. On the way, Graeme Rowntree leaves his role as Munster head coach. Connacht tie down their captain with a new long-term deal, and Antoine Dupont is the new France captain. Rugby Daily on Off the Ball with Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Irish Rugby. Never stop competing. First up today, the bombshell news that Graeme Rowntree has left his role as Munster head coach by mutual consent. The decision comes in the wake of Saturday's 41-24 defeat to the Sharks in Durban, which marked the first time in 9 years that Munster had lost three fixtures in a row. That those defeats have come against teams laden with Springbok World Cup winners, and the majority of the Ireland team in Leinster have not done enough to keep Rowntree in his job. Both parties are keen to paint the parting of ways as amicable, with Rowntree saying now is the right stage for my family and I to look forward to a new chapter. Munster welcome an All Blacks 15 to a sold out Thomond Park on Saturday night, and head of rugby operations Ian Costello has been placed in interim charge as they conduct the recruitment process to find Rowntree's successor. The former England prop was appointed Munster forwards coach under Johan van Graan in 2019, succeeding the South African as head coach 3 years later. Indeed, Rowntree ended Munster's 12 year wait for a trophy. Munster CEO Ian Flanagan thanked Rowntree for his passion and dedication over the past 5 years, adding that their focus will be on continuing to support the coaches and players for the season ahead. Speaking after that defeat to the Sharks, Rowntree was talking like a man who would be continuing in the job.
You know, we're disappointed to come away from South Africa with just a bonus point. You know, I fully believe we could have got a try bonus last week. We probably should have. We deserved it with our chances. But the story of the last three games has been us not being able to take chances. And that's our accuracy around our game, with some moving parts, with injuries coming and going. You know, as a coach, the coaching team, all we can do is be honest with ourselves and the players, work on what we need to get better and drive on. It's a long season, but at the end of October. It's got some guys leaving us now, going into Irish camp. We've got a huge game next week. We're playing the All Blacks at Thomond Park, a very prestigious game for the club. So we'll regroup in a few days, but it's just we'll have a drink tonight, relax and get back, and the hard work starts again about getting the game better.
Speaking ahead of the news breaking on this morning's Off the Ball Breakfast, Alan Quinlan said a lack of forward planning has ultimately cost Munster.
You know, you try and sign players and it's the same. You're just talking about a machine of like Manchester United, in the sense that, you know, all the money in the world can't get their situation right. So I'm not saying you just throw money at this, and probably going back to, you know, 8 years ago when I was quite critical of Munster. There's no divine right that Munster should be at the top table all the time. And but I think internally they've probably got to have a look at and see. You know, I suspected this was going to be a tough season anyway. You know, the amount of quality they lost in Frisch, Earls, Conway, Snyman, Zeebo. There's a lot of top players, and it's the same for the other provinces. If they, bar Leinster, if they lose that much quality, it's hard to get it better. And, you know, what Munster did 2 years ago was exceptional. 18 months ago, is it now, when they won the URC. It was an incredible run, and I think you can't get away from the fact that Munster were 2 from 7 in the start of that competition. So going back to your question about are people giving them a pass, I think people and most of us would look at it as the reality. I think if a really good team goes out in the last couple of weeks with and that sounds very disingenuous to the players who went out there, but there's a lot of young players, inexperienced players, and the bench impact is not there when you have that quality. So, of course, I think everybody has to look at where they're at the moment.
You can hear much more from Alan Quinlan and indeed his live reaction to Rowntree's departure by becoming an Off the Ball member now. next to Connacht, and Cian Prendergast has signed a new 3-year contract with the province. The back row started each of Connacht's games so far this season in the URC and has been rewarded with inclusion in the Ireland squad for their upcoming November internationals. Prendergast was an ever-present last season and took over from Jack Carty as Connacht captain in pre-season. Head coach Pete Wilkins has described the 24-year-old as a natural leader who raises standards every day on and off the field. Prior to the season starting, Prendergast discussed taking on that leadership role with Connacht.
Yeah, Pete asked me, and I accepted, and I was on the phone to my parents and my girlfriend Roisin, just kind of telling them what was happening, and yeah, we're all really excited, and it was just a nice moment.
Antoine Dupont has been named the third different France captain of 2024 after Grégory Aldrit led Les Bleus through this season's Six Nations, and Baptiste Sarin took on the mantle for the turbulent tour of Argentina following a sabbatical from the squad, during which he went on to win an Olympic sevens gold. Dupont will return as captain for France's upcoming tests with Japan, the All Blacks and Argentina again. Staying in France, and Dupont's club Toulouse have agreed a new 4-year deal for dazzling Italy back Ange Capuazzo. He started on the wing for 6 out of 8 of Toulouse's top 14 games this season, scoring a hat-trick of tries on Sunday last against Toulon. Capuazzo joins Toulouse in 2022, and Lyon had been sniffing around the 25-year-old, but his future with Toulouse, according to Midi Olympique, is now sewn up until 2029. Finally, the All Blacks are preparing for their various November outings in London. An All Blacks 15 goes to Thomond Park on Saturday, same day as their full side plays England at Twickenham. Then for Scott Robertson's team, it's a Friday night date with Ireland at the Aviva, followed by tests with France and Italy. Their forwards coach Jason Ryan can't wait to test themselves against the Northern Hemisphere's best.
Yeah, I think that the big games, I mean, you know, it's pretty clear these are three massive test matches, and I guess when you look at that South African leg that we had, two huge test matches over there, we learned a lot about ourselves and how, momentum shifts pretty quick, and, you know, how accurate you've got to be and when you've got momentum, and how quick teams can score so fast, especially, you know, I guess over this side of the world, the game's a little bit different. And, you know, I guess also with having those couple of tests in Africa, Mark, you sort of embrace the crowds and how the atmosphere is. So, you know, and we expose some young boys in those tests, which we believe will be better for it. So, look, we're looking forward to that. And we know that we've got to be right on top of our game. We've got to, you know, start and finish test matches really well. So, we're looking forward to that.
That's it for today's Rugby Daily. Don't forget to subscribe to the OTB Rugby feeds to keep this podcast coming to you free of charge Monday to Friday. My name is Richie McCormack. I'll be back with more Rugby Daily for you with thanks to Bank of Ireland tomorrow. Till then, thanks for listening.